God. I firmly believe that you're here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins, and the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
With your permission, Lord. My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you're here. Once again, we have begun, as always, our meditation with that prayer that we learned from Saint Jose Maria, that prayer that he himself learned. And we say these words maybe a little bit more convinced, having you, Lord, closer to us, in the ciborium exposed on the altar. We firmly believe that you're here, in your body and in your blood. The same Jesus that walked the streets of Israel, Saint Jesus that was born in Bethlehem, the same Jesus that died on the cross, a Jesus that came to the world to be one of us, to be like us. Not because we were special, not because we look good and he wanted to look like us, but because he wanted to give us a clear example that we can look at, that we can admire, that we can imitate. We are spiritual, but at the same time, we are material. We live in a material world, and we need material examples to look up to love. And God had sent his only Son to the world. And he was incarnate in the Blessed Virgin Mary. To be one of us. Living our own limitations. Living our weaknesses. Being hungry, as we see him many times in the Gospel, being thirsty. As we see him when he stops and asks that woman for water, suffering, pain, as we see him when he's carrying the cross, when he's crowned with thorns, feeling love and affection. True God, but also true man. A man that we are called to imitate. That is what Christianity is all about. We're imitators of Christ, or we should be imitators of Christ. That is what sanctity is all about. imitating Christ in his life,
being other Christs,
being the same Christ. That is why we receive the Eucharist that transforms us into himself, that divinizes us. My children, says Saint José María, may you fall in love with Jesus Christ. Each of us has to love him personally. He has become a creature. He has taken on the reality of our flesh, which now in him is glorious, so that we will find it easier to love him. You, Lord, have become a creature. You, Lord, became one of us, being born as a baby. And we look at Jesus, wrapped in swaddling clothes by his mom in Bethlehem, on the manger. An innocent child, born of woman, a child that is in need of help. If you've ever held a baby in your arms, which I guess you've done many more times than I have, we all have that feeling of having a child that is completely dependent. I'm not sure of this, but I think human beings are one of the few kind of animals that are born and that for a long time are completely useless, right? I mean, useless. It's not the word. Maybe it's not. We shouldn't record that. Because a lot of people are always useless, right? For the rest of their lives. That's another topic. Not useless, right? But completely dependent on someone else. And if you leave a baby there, I don't know, a newly born baby or even a 5-month or 6-month baby, it won't last. I mean, it's just, it can't move, it can't go anywhere, it can't feed itself. It'll just cry. That's the only thing babies do, right? They cry and they sleep a lot and they do other things that we're not going to mention here. It's not the right place. Other animals, I don't know if you've ever seen other animals being born, in one's presence, to a horse being born, right? And it's amazing. It's born and to fall in this, it's pretty nasty, right? It's full of blood. But then after a little while, after they're cleaned by their mom, they start getting up, right? Start standing up. It takes a while, but after a little bit, I mean, after a few hours, little horse is just walking around and kind of shaky, but he is, I don't know, he looks for his own milk and it's pretty independent after a few hours. Other animals, right? Kind of like the same thing, it's very similar. Human beings are completely dependent. And Jesus was a baby, like any other. He must have cried, he must have slept. You, Jesus, that make yourself one of us, for us to love, for us to care for, for us to hold in our arms and cradle like a baby. Jesus Christ who walks the streets. Jesus Christ who goes to school. Jesus Christ who helps his mom and dad. Jesus who works the shop as a carpenter. Jesus who laughs. Jesus who has friends and spends time with them. Jesus that we can look at, that we can admire, Jesus that we can imitate, Jesus that we need to imitate. Christ, the role model. Inspired the evangelist to put that life in writing, at least his public life, his teachings, his words, his miracles. For us to look at, for us to learn. Do I know your life, Jesus? Do I know your life clearly, that I can picture it in my imagination? Like I can recall maybe a movie that I've watched many times. Your miracles, your words, your gestures, your smiles. Do I pray with your life, Lord? Do I meditate on those scenes that we read in the Gospels, like St. José María would encourage us to do, getting in there, like one more character. Trying to be one more person in the scene. In Vilatevere, which is the kind of general headquarters of Opus Dei in Rome, a house that St. José María lived in for many years, that he pretty much designed and built, not directly, but he was there helping the architects in the design, helping in the building, guiding. A house that has many, many memories of St. José María. One of these memories that he had a lot to do with is still there. It's one of these beautiful nativity scenes. It's built into the wall, like a very big nativity scene, very typical in Italy, that has like a whole mountain. And it's not just the scene where the Mary and Joseph are there, but there's much more, right? The shepherds, the wise men, but then like a village on the side, and people roaming around, all kinds of angels floating in the air. And a very beautiful scene. It was designed and built by Numeri, who was an artist. Then when I lived in Vilatevere, I lived with this priest that was older. And he had lived with San José María there in that house. And he would always tell this story of how one day, when he was young, he was there doing his prayer after Christmas, right in front of the nativity scene, as many people do. When all of a sudden, San José María stepped into the room. It's in a living room. And he was there with other guys, and San José María just stepped in. So obviously they stood up. They greeted him, and St. José María asked them what they were doing. I said, well, we're doing a prayer with the nativity scene. And so he looked at the nativity scene and he asked them, well, which character in the scene do you feel the most identified with? And so these different people started saying different things. One guy said that he liked the angel that was kind of floating there because he was close to Jesus and he could see everything from above, another one said, I don't know, he felt like he was one of the shepherds or something like that. And as I go, somebody else said, well, I think I've always liked to see myself as this dog. And there's this dog in the scene, right, very close to Jesus. It is in the manger. This dog that is right there in front of Jesus, lying on the floor, kind of sleeping. You know, say, I'd like to picture myself as that dog that is there, happy to be close to Jesus, happy to be part of the scene, and ready to defend Christ. If anyone comes with the intention of harming him, it sounds like a, kind of like a childish thing to say or to think, right? But it's a saint, right, that gets into the scene, that has imagined himself being there. To look at Christ, to love him, that's what we need to do in our lives. That's what being a Christian is all about. Lord, we want to imitate you. We want to get to know you so well that we cannot look like you more and more. Like children look like their parents. This happens all the time because we're all in that stage. Maybe you've already gone past that stage when we know the children of our friends, right? And we see the children of our friends, I don't know, whatever circumstances, school or whether, and we can tell immediately, right? Oh, he's the son of such and such and such, or he looks just like his mom, or he, and we can tell immediately, like he walks like his dad, he speaks like his mom, look, his smile is just like his dad's. He actually, the things that he says, his opinions and politics, or, I mean, we can tell, it's pretty amazing how kids look like their parents in many ways, many different things. Even though sometimes kids don't really want to look like their parents, right? And it's kind of funny how we still have to, teenagers, right? High schoolers. And the last thing they want is like to be like their parents, right? But and it's they can't help it. And they've lived with their parents, they've seen everything, they've grown up with them. It's just something natural. We tend to imitate. How well do we know the life of Christ? How many times have we prayed about it? How many times have we read it? No, I've read the Gospels once or twice. It's never enough. We need to become like him. San José María encourages us. The whole secret, he says, of sanctity is to become like him, who is our model. To become like you, Lord. That is what I want. To be another Christ. To be the same Christ. Looking at your sacred humanity. Imagining how it is that you would have done things that you did. Picturing Christ. Like one of us. There's this song, right? This old song. I don't know how old it is, but 90s, something like that. It's a pretty bad pop song. I think it's Sheryl Crow. It's these things like, what if God was one of us? Just a stranger on the bus, trying to make his way home. And he's like, I don't know what she, kind of, what her point is. I don't know what she's, where she's trying to go. I don't think she's very, maybe she is, I don't know, but has a lot of faith. But it is interesting. And it's a very good way of praying. What if God was one of us? What if God was me. Obviously not because we are like God, right? But how would Jesus act in my case? If we were driving here with me right now, he was the one driving this car, how would he react when someone, this happens often, at least in Houston, crosses over six lanes, right, to get take the exit, right, when it's pretty impossible and we're like right next to him. I-10, right, from lane, closest lane to them. How would Jesus have reacted to that? To our boss, when he comes with more work, and to a politician, speaking on TV and saying things that we don't agree with. Maybe Jesus wouldn't have agreed with those things either, but he wouldn't have said all the things that maybe we're saying or thinking. How would Jesus have treated his wife if he was married, when he would come back home tired after a long day of work? How would Jesus have taken care of his children? What a great way to pray. How would you do this, Christ? So that I can do it myself. So that I can try to be like you. It's not easy. Obviously, we have temptations and we have original sin and this fallen nature. But we have all the grace of God. We have his life, his example. Jesus, that we may learn from you. Jesus, that we may learn to love you more and more every day. To look at your life. To admire it, to imitate it, to share it with others. Saint José María used to say that people should be able to recognize in us when they see us working, or going places, or resting. That they should be able to say, this man reads the life of Christ. Not because we do strange things, right? Not because we're making the sign of the cross constantly, right? Not because we're being very pious in everything we do, or preaching in every single opportunity that we find, but because we live like it. Because we try to be like you, Jesus. Of course, we don't do it for that. We don't do it to be recognized. We don't do it to be admired. We do it because we want to be like you, Lord, because we know that that is what we're called to do. It's not easy, Lord. To be like you, help us. Give us your grace. And of course, we go to Mary. Who would know Jesus better than his mom? We can imagine that Jesus looked very much like Mary. She was his only natural parent. So genetically, he must have looked like her very much. And in the way he would act, in the way he would speak. Well, let us look at Mary then to see what Jesus must have looked like Let us go to her, asking her to learn more from Christ, to be more like him. Another Christ, the same Christ. Mother, we want to be like your son. Help us. Guide us. And with the grace of God and with the help of our mother, we can be sure that we will look more and more like him. That we will be able to identify ourselves more and more with his life. And of course, always carrying with us our defects. We will never be exactly like Christ. We will never reach this level of perfection or anything near. But to get to be more and more like Jesus. Lord, increase that love. Help us to love you, to get to know you, and to maybe one day to be like you.
Thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations that you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask your help to put them into effect. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. Tanto Blessed be God.
Blessed be God.
Blessed be His holy name.
Blessed be His holy name.
Blessed be Jesus Christ, true God, true man.
Blessed be Jesus Christ, true God, true man.
Blessed be the name of Jesus.
Blessed be the name of Jesus.
Blessed be His most sacred heart.
Blessed be His most sacred heart.
Blessed be His most precious blood.
Blessed be His most precious blood.
Blessed be Jesus and the most holy sacrament of the altar.
Blessed be Jesus and the most holy sacrament of the holy altar.
Blessed be the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete.
Blessed be the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete.
Blessed be the great Mother of God, Mary most holy.
Blessed be the great Mother of God, Mary most holy.
Blessed be your holy and immaculate conception.
Blessed be your holy and immaculate conception.
Blessed be your glorious Assumption.
Blessed be your glorious Assumption.
Blessed be the name of Mary, Virgin and Mother.
Blessed be the name of Mary, Virgin and Mother.
Blessed be Saint Joseph, her most chaste spouse.
Blessed be Saint Joseph, her most chaste spouse.
Blessed be God and His angels and His saints.
Blessed be God and His angels and His saints.
Amen. Holy God.